far, studying online offers me flexibility while saving me costs. But is it just me with my computer? What if I don't understand something or need more information? Am I alone? Who is on the other side of the screen? In this episode, I will be exploring what kind of support structures are available. As always, Busisiwe Ramekwe and Gavin Olifir from Digital Campus help me out. Busisiwe gave me insights into the kind of support I can expect.
Online learning, you have a learning journey team, and the learning journey team is there to basically assist you with all your needs. If you call them for assignment issues, for exam issues, if the system is for some reason giving you any issue, you can give them a call and they'll be able to assist you, and as well as platforms that are there created to assist you. We've got a WeChat platform where students can go in and put in questions and say, okay, I'm struggling with this, how can I do it? Can you call me back? There's also a call me back function where they can ask to be called back, and this goes right back to affordability. If you cannot afford to call into the learning journey team, you can ask them to call you back and then give your inquiry.
If I were on a traditional campus, I would have access to lecturers' advice. So I guess by having someone available to help online, I can get all the input I would need. But on campus, I could also discuss any potential issues or concerns with other students. I wanted to find out if there was a way I could keep in contact with someone else studying the same course as me online.
There's discussion forums between you, other students in the same course, as well as the lecturer. You can go, you can post your opinion, you can post questions to the lecturer, and the lecturer logs in and sees your questions and answers them directly, which I think is more than what classroom-based education gives you. You oftentimes don't get an opportunity to ask the lecturer questions. You sometimes are too shy to ask questions, and now you have a screen to protect you.
We've had experiences where, you know, in some of our corporate clients, people have come on the courses and they may be, you know, slightly older in our sort of generational gaps. And they've said, geez, I haven't studied online for many years. And am I ready for this study? One, it's online. Two, it's with the university. I've never studied at a university. And they're quite anxious about this whole experience. So we need to settle them down, and you know, from time to time, if we can, we get out into the corporate environment. We do orientation sessions. We help the learners with that. So we'll talk them through. So what are you going to expect? What's the level of commitment you require?
Gavin said it best when he said,
"Now we go away from being this pure online experience to actually being a face-to-face. So there's a human face behind this online experience."
And I think that statement makes a lot of sense. The more I look into studying online, the more I am realizing that it offers everything traditional learning can, but with even more benefits. Now all I need to do is decide what to study. In the next episode, I will look at some of the benefits of studying the short courses Digital Campus offers. For more information, visit digitalcampus.co.za and follow this podcast on cliffcentral.com.